Welcome everybody to the Lord Ashtar Galactic Federation of Light Life Station Earth call for Gaia assistance with Walking Terra Krista. We'll connect with the energies by bringing in the frequency of the 144th dimension of oneness, of the Christed consciousness, of everything coming back into alignment with Source. We'll start off by doing three ohms to set the energy. Zero 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 144 zero 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 unified whole online. Calling upon all those frequencies in your consciousness as we raise up our vibration into that level. We count up 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just picture yourself going up a staircase of golden light, a beam of light, elevator. Feel that energy coming down into you as you ascend your consciousness up. You are descending that energy down. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Breathing deeply as you stand before the entranceway of the Sacred Heart Temple of Oneness, feeling those frequencies. We see before us Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, known as the Three M's. And they will extend to us, upon our request, the platinum netting. So we ask for that as we breathe in. It's a fine weave of platinum energy that comes around our full body system of the mental, emotional, etheric, and physical. And as we breathe out, they strip it away, taking with it any lower dimensional frequencies that can be removed that are preventing us from experiencing this energy at our highest level possible. Which, of course, is an individual determination. We then call upon the violet purple flame from Lady Portia, the Maha Chohan, excuse me, the Ray Chohan of the seventh ray. And that energy is still infused with the energy of the Maha Chohan, Saint Germain, as that was his ray. And he is in divine partnership with Lady Portia. So breathing that energy all the way in from your crown to your root totally encases you from the soul star to the earth star and goes within. Call upon it to transform or transmute anything you're working upon within your mastery pathway of the initiations. Any obstacles that you know of within the personality extension of your lower self, allowing the higher self to fully illuminate that wisdom of what is required to be changed, And we then blend within that energy the pink flame from Paul the Venetian, the Ray Chohan of the third ray, bringing in that full active creation to be manifested within the physical. So that it also blends from the soul star to the earth star within the violet purple. And then call upon the golden flame from Lord Buddha to fully activate the Christ consciousness within us and around us. So we become that being of the new earth whenever we step into that Christ consciousness. When we were able to do that all the time and every moment, the new earth can be created upon the entire spectrum and surface of her body, within her etheric body and her actual physical body of the earth. So as we do for ourselves, we do for her. Feeling that swirl within you and around you as the soul star and earth star spin simultaneously in a clockwise manner around us. This is exactly how her Merkaba body works. And we ask for spiritual mirrors from the hierarchy to be placed on all the facets of that tetrahedron structure of the Merkaba body, to be placed on all the facets facing outward, so that anything tries to enter is retracted directly back to the God force and cannot interfere anywhere else or with any other being's pathway. We then ask for Archangel Michael to bring us a ring past knot, which is an additional layer of protection around the entire structure as we're connecting with our higher selves, our I Am presence, our monad, and working within the Galactic Federation of Light. We call upon Lord Sananda and his energies as the spiritual director, overseeing and governing those activities. Thank you all for being with us. I am Reverend Aaron Athanara, and here is Reverend Melaresi.
Take some deep breaths. Continually allow these energies to come through you, through your breath, as much as possible. The breath will take you to the higher space of your existence, your higher essence, as we connect with our higher selves, our monad, and our I Am presence, allowing those energies to come down through our Antarkarana bridge, creating an oxytonic alignment in through our soul star and all of our chakras. It's a beam of light that comes down into the chakras of colors upon colors that represent the rays of God, spinning them through the upper chakras into the heart, and then the lower chakras into the root, and moving down into the earth star. And then two more beams of light to the left and the right of that first beam come down through our shoulder joints, the side meridians, into the hips, the knees, the ankles, and the feet, completely aligning our physical body with our cosmic body of light. As the Earth Star and the Soul Star spin simultaneously, creating that Merkaba vehicle with all these frequencies of light. Feel the spinning within your heart center and your solar plexus as the upper part of the Merkaba and the lower part of the Merkaba meet together. In multi-directions of the spinning vertically within you. Let's take a deep breath. Remember to bring forth the interpretation of these energies through the vibrational essence, not just so much the words. So allow your higher mind to be fully within your lower self, blending the higher consciousness with the lower consciousness. So your three minds of the superconscious, the subconscious, and the consciousness all blend as one unified consciousness. And if you have a problem with that, ask for assistance from the masters, the light beings, and your own guidance to assist you. Greetings, it is I, Lord Ashtar, with the Ashtar Command. Hello, everyone. It is my pleasure to be with you once again. How very exciting for our hearts to connect with each other through this process of light infractions that we are becoming. As we are experiencing presently in the outer dimensions, the extreme changes that are occurring within each of you and within Gaia, we are assisting continually to help bring forth a balance of energies, allowing the frequencies of light to be able to come into each of you, into the planet, into Gaia, and into humanity. As we transform ourselves together within the frequencies of light that we are, it's very exciting to see the transformation that is occurring of the higher dimensional frequencies coming into the planet. But yet we know that there are still a distance that we must travel with each other and within the planet for us to achieve the goals that we desire. This month has been tremendous with the upheavals, with the weather patterns, with what each of you are experiencing, and we want to assist as much as possible to move into a flowing transition as we move towards the equinox and allow the changes to occur on a much deeper level with the subtle differences and not the extreme movement that you have been experiencing. Some areas of the world are experiencing on a much deeper level than others. And we want to alleviate the frustrations and the lower frequencies that are caused by these energies. We all know that the earth changes should be settling down, but yet they are not. And that is because other forces are trying to stop those energies from doing their job, so to speak. We know that the east coast of the United States, of North America, has been gone through tremendous upheavals of their temperatures and the weather patterns. And this is due to the many elements that are incorporating within this area to help settle the energies. So there is a duality occurring very deeply. And some of this is caused by individuals living in these areas. Because as the dark forces work to make the weather patterns more difficult, it causes frustration and it causes elements to arise that do serve their purpose. And this is exactly what they want. So we, as the higher beings of light, and each of you must work harder to allow those energies to be in a smoother process. And this is true for other areas of the world and North America. We always center upon North America because it is the hub of spirituality. It is the place where it is going to start, as it is going to be able to center within those frequencies of light, within the golden etheric cities, to be activated more fully. And many areas need to be more awakened, and many areas need to be embraced and nurtured, and many areas need to be opened up. So it causes a great movement of a mixture. We have a huge basket of energies that we are dealing with. So at any given moment, things can erupt or they can be balanced, depending on what each of you are experiencing in your personal transformation. As each of you stand ahead of the others, of awareness, of acceptance, it is important for you to realize the depth of your responsibility. And that is why we are here each month, to assist you on a much deeper level so that we can work together cohesively. We appreciate your efforts because that assists us even more to do a better job. As each of you command these energies to come into your consciousness, to come into your reality, it will assist the planet deeper and allows us to give more light infractions. It allows us to give more protection. It allows us to experience a cohesive continuity of light. And we must concentrate upon this every day. And we're going to show you a little bit how we can do this together so that we can go into a deeper level. We have been working diligently for the past 3 months since the onset of the new year, because this year is so very important to allow the changes to occur within humanity. Now we understand they're not going to happen just as they will with each of you. But you are the ones that are holding that frequency. And it is your responsibility to extend it onto Gaia's frequency and to others, just by allowing it to spread out of you. And our role at this time, in the middle of this month, is to allow us to go into the end of the month much smoother than the way that we have come in. And there's been a lot of roaring going on everywhere as elements are disrupting to make necessary changes. So it means that each of you have to work even harder in your own evolution of your higher essence. And we know this is not easy. So we want to assist in this process so that it can be a much more continual movement and doesn't have to be so disrupting. So I ask you that if something comes along that you see a weather pattern that you are being affected by, I ask you to remind yourself to call upon your own higher essence, to command that energy to be within you, and then call upon us to assist you. And we're going to help you with that in just a minute with Lord Sananda. We also have the whales and the dolphins holding their energy in the seas so that it's not just going out to the lands, but it's going into the waters. Because if we can calm the waters as much as possible, it will alleviate any floods, it will alleviate any tsunamis, it will alleviate any elements that could disrupt. And I would say that we're doing a fabulous job. But today, we just want to reinforce our energies within each other, what it is that our role is. Our role as the galactics, as the Christ of beings outside of your planet, are to protect you, to assist you, and to prepare you. Not to infuse our energies upon you, although we are more active than we have ever been previously. And this is because energies are opening up for us to be shown. But it's imperative that we understand that this process can be very like walking through a landmine. And you have to be careful where you tread because you can disrupt something before you make it beautiful. So what we are working on is to disrupt the landmines, to bring forth that frequency of light to assist to remove this darkness that's within the planet. And if you think that it's not much, please, please, please be true to your higher self. It is so much in the forest and in the lands and some of the mountains and even some of the seas. The depth of the darkness has been ensued within this planet so deeply for such a long time that we want to restore it to what it was and to make this new earth. But we must do it together. We are not here to save you. We are here to walk with you, to assist you, and to teach you how you can remember your multidimensional selves, you can remember your galactic selves, and to remove those timelines when you were part of the destruction. And that is why you are awakened. That is why you are here in these moments to allow this energetic exchange to come in. So the next element we're going to do is bring in the whale and dolphin communities. And I believe they're going to come together today. And we're bringing them in now so that they can be part of this energetic exchange. And then Lord Sananda is going to give a little bit of instruction on how we can do this all together, no matter where we are located. where you are located to assist in this process. I will now step aside as we bring in the whales and the dolphins. Together as one on the blessing of communicating with each of you in this venue. Oh, we sigh. We are so very happy to be able to be one with each of you in this way, because in this communication, it brings the essence unto the communities in the seas of their remembrance and their hopeful thoughts to come together in this way. Just as you, as the humans, are feeling this essence from the higher realms of light to come into your physical body. Think about how you felt when you realized it was possible that you could communicate with other species through vibratory movement. This is how our communities feel in these moments. We are completely open to allow these energies to flow, to bring our role within the oceans and the waters so that we can fully communicate with each of you as we represent all areas within the world in these moments. Let us breathe together and to feel our vibratory essence to come into this frequency of light. Communication of happiness, joyfulness, and an opening of a doorway as we work as one, and bringing this essence from our communities into your community, into your hearts, into wherever you are. Know that we work with you, and we are so happy to come to this space. It's been a few months since we opened up our energies in this way. We thank Lord Ashtar. We thank Lord Sananda. And we thank you. We thank you for allowing your heart to be open, not just to see our bodies in the water, but to feel our essence. As each of you have traveled through our bodies in different timelines, and we want to talk to you, we want to assist you as you are assisting this planet. And that is our blessing in these moments, saying thank you. Oh my. It is I, Lord Sananda. Good day, everyone. We are bringing everyone together in this way so that we can feel this communication of all of us, of the Federation of Light, of the Intergalactics, of the whales and the dolphins that represent so much healing for this planet, and each of you. And we wanted to bring forth this communique together to allow each of you to experience the heart essence that we experience. You see, we not only look at you from the higher dimensions to assist you, we feel you. We feel your pain, and we feel your love. And now, as we bring forth the energetics of the whales and the dolphins, it assists in that higher frequency of light within the planet. So what we want to do in the process, in our next step in this moment, you have opened yourself up to receiving this frequency of light from the whales and the dolphins. We are now opened up to the energies of the sea. The communication from the Federation of Light of the Intergalactics is now connected through this frequency of light. And just feel the Ashtar command completely around the globe. And it's going around the globe to the seas. So if it circles its protective force as a shield around the entire Merkabah of Gaia, and going deep into the seas and deep into the lands to each of you, allow yourself now to feel this connection that we bring forth together. This we call a protective circle of oneness. We call this essence around us and inside of us, because in this moment, none of us is not connected. We are all connected, and we are changed within our internal composition of what this feels like. So if you can feel like a beam of light as you are standing upon the physical planet of Gaia, that beam of light is within you and connects you to the seas, the oceans that are around you. Maybe you are near an ocean. And it doesn't matter what your location is. Feel the communication that was brought forth from the whales and the dolphins. Feel the communication of the Federation of Galactics on the higher dimensions and circling within the Earth, creating a grid of protection. Now, this grid of protection are forms of the rays of God in many different colors. And if you could see it through your mind's eye, it's a very thin filament of the rays that represent all the elements of the God essence. So we bring this grid of light more focused within each of your hearts. This allows each of you to be a physical participant of the healing process of Gaia. So what we do now is we're going to bring all these essences together so that you can feel the pulsation within your heart as we feel it in our hearts, and the whales and dolphins will feel it in their hearts. So this frequency of light, you want to call it a grid, becomes a focus of not just one particular strand, but all strands. So it represents those 330 rays of God. It represents the will and the power. It represents your love, your creative actualization, your wisdom. It represents your inner truth. It represents the crystalline structures. It represents invoking it with a violet flame. It represents changing your bodily systems, accepting the totality of your light bodies, accepting your I Am presence, the Christ consciousness. And it goes on and on and on for the totality of the 144th dimension through Divine Mother and Father God, through the Creator Source of Oneness. So what we are doing in this moment is we are allowing our beginning creation that we became from the Source of Oneness to come into our physical creation, to come into our physical bodies. So that each of you can hold this and feel it and feel protected and guided. So if you connect with your heart right now, feel all these colors of light, blues and greens and yellows and violets and lavenders and whites and golds and silvers and platinum and mixtures of colors until they become no colors, because on the higher frequencies they get lighter and lighter and lighter. But the basis of this is to assist each of you to comprehend through your higher consciousness that this is you, and it allows us to connect with all of creation of Gaia. You are becoming a responsible participant of allowing these energies to change, to allowing a more fluidness, to allowing the structure. So as we connect within our heart center in this moment, breathe deeply and feel the pulsations of the light vibrating within you. Holy, Now expand that, and now feel the whales and the dolphins, part of that communication, as they are represent the earth energies also, and they are holding it within their hearts. So we now connect with all of that. Now we connect with the Ashtar command in the higher dimensions from the 11th through the 23rd, but they circle around the globe with their connection and their protection. And I, as Lord Sananda, stand above that, bringing forth the Christ itself through all of this. Let us now feel that communication. Let's feel the great energies as they are expanded within each of you. Om Hayari Om Nayari Om Om Nayam Om Nayam Nayam Om Om Om. As I take my essence and I completely surround all of you, I surround the intergalactics through the planets into each of you and around the seas and the oceans, holding this frequency in my heart of the pure essence of Gaia and all her participants, all her loved ones. As now the energy allows us to feel more safe, allows us to feel more flowing, allows us to feel more complete. Because any lower forces cannot penetrate this as we connect in this manner. I extend my essence unto each of you, but through all the others, as they are important, as you are important, and hold this now within your earth star and feel it grounding into the core of Gaia. As we fully connect together in the purest essence that we are, it is my blessing to always bless each of you. I am one with all of you. I am Lord Sananda. It is I, Lord Ashtar, once again. Breathe and extend what you have received. Extend it now into your weather. Extend it above and allow the clouds, allow the energies of the wind and the rain and the fire and the earth all come together into oneness. We have decided to bring forth this process to each of you because it represents what we do for you. This grid-like frequency that Lord Sananda has shown to each of you today is exactly what we work with to assist you when you call upon us. What happens through this is now you're an active participant. So if you want to extend healing to your area or an area that is in trouble, you connect into your heart center and feel that grid that has been created. And go back to the memory of what it felt like with the whales and the dolphins and each of us of the Galactic Federation of Light. And as Lord Sananda impressed his essence upon all that, it then goes within you, within your breath. And then what you do is you call out to that heart essence that has been created, that frequency, and say exactly what it is that you need assistance with. I know that Melaresi and Mike many times call upon me when they hear that a storm is coming and ask for our assistance. Now, what we have done here is extend that even further. So if you take a breath into your heart, and feel the blessing of Lord Sananda, and just call upon my essence, Lord Ashtar, and put your request in of what is happening and you would like assistance. And then you extend that heart essence to us and is extended to the entire circle of the oneness that we have created. You don't have to do anything else. It just allow it to go out of you. Because once you put that request in, once you feel your heart center, you are expanding it within you, and then you're extending it to us. We then do the work that is necessary. And this is how we can assist each other as we go deeper into this process of what we are experiencing and creating the new earth. And this way, we will do it. Hold fast to whom you are. And that the awakening that you have gone through has allowed you to come to this space and time. And I tell you, as the Lord Ashtar, with the Ashtar Command and the Federation of Light and Lord Sananda and the entire circumference of the unified whole energies in oneness, are deeply grateful. We need more. Share what you have learned today and extend it. Because the more work that we do within this essence, the more less of a sacrifice Earth will have to go through. And with the blessing of Lord Sananda is an instantaneous moment of protection so that the dark forces cannot interfere. And we are deeply grateful to be able to come to this space and time because it is now opened up for us to give this communication as we go deeper with one another. I thank you for all the work that you are doing. And I feel blessed to fully extend my heart essence to each of you as you extend it to me as we come into oneness within the planet. So mote it be, the light is our God always. I am Lord Ashtar with the Ashtar Command at your service.
Okay, let's bring those energies down within our consciousness so we can ground them fully within Gaia through our Earth Star 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, feeling yourself coming down through the angelic dimensional frequencies, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, down through the 49th dimension of Divine Mother and Father God, to the realms of physicality, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taking all those frequencies within the potentiality of the zero dimension. Going all the way through your root, your earth star. Just breathing it, spinning it. It extends into the heart of Gaia through your essence. Fully in your consciousness. Feel them connect with her crystalline heart. Just allowing them to come back up to you as you raise that vibration up to the fifth dimensional frequency. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just holding that at the fifth dimensional level, expanding it, being that active participant in the co-creation of the new earth. We'll do 3 ohms to close off and bless those energies. Unified whole offline. Thank you so much, everybody, for participating actively in these transmissions so you can assist in the protection of Gaia. Many blessings.
Thank you very much.